CRTV News with Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, members of the Committee on Constitutional Laws in the National Assembly have welcomed the bill to extend the term of office of members of the National Assembly put at their disposal. Over 1,000 exhibitors and visitors have gathered in Ebolova to champion the cause of the evolution of the African Continental Free Trade Area during the 15th CEMAC Transborder Business Fair. The United Kingdom's government's new business secretary has said job guarantees will form part of the negotiations with steel giant Tata about its Port Talbot site.
It is a bill which is welcome.
Members of the Committee on Constitutional Laws of the National Assembly have welcomed the bill to extend the term of office of members of the National Assembly put at their disposal for consideration. Meeting in camera at the Committee Room A this evening, the MPs, led by the Committee President Honorable Zondol Hessans, scrutinized the draft law defended by the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of relations with the Assemblies, Francois Bovin Wakata. At the end of the exercise, Doris Batitato Ekwe asked the Vice President of the Committee, Honorable Malumba Esembe, what they think about the bill. This is what he had to say.
Welcome, coming from the head of state, President of the Republic, who has the exclusive competence to bring such a draft bill to Parliament. And the reason why we associate and we've supported the adoption at committee level is having regard to the overarching argument, motive in the explanatory statement, which is that of ensuring a better organization of the four elections which are coming ahead. It goes without saying that better organization elections will be more credible, free, fair, and transparent. And so therefore, we, the commissioners of this committee, have taken the decision this evening to adopt the bill, and it's our hope that in plenary, the entire House is also going to endorse it so as to give the head of state the necessary leverage he needs to organize elections in a proper way with the other stakeholders in the country.
Meanwhile, members of the Committee on Finance at the Budget at the National Assembly, headed by Honorable Rosette Ayayi, have carried out a substantive study of the bill to ratify the ordinance to amend and supplement some provisions of the December 19, 2023 Finance Law of the Republic of Cameroon for the 2024 financial year. The bill, which increases the budget by 538 billion CFA francs in absolute terms and 8% in relative terms, was defended by the Minister of Finance, Lupo Mutaze, who now expounds on the essence of the ordinance. He spoke to Doris Batitato Ekwe.
Because of the transparency that we are looking for, the head of state has decided that since there are some changes that occurred in the running of the budget, those innovations should be put in the budget. This is why he signed this ordinance. And the first thing we have to say is that there is a slight increase in the budget. We are now more than 7,000 billion CFA francs. This is very important, and it comes from some elements. The first element is that as far as the resources are concerned, we have gained more resources. If you take the example of the taxation, the customs, and what we earn from our cooperation with our partners. In fact, there are some other resources that decreases. All what is related to the oil sector, we have a slight decrease of the resources. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is that we have a budget that has increased.
The Minister of Finance, Louis Paul Mutaze, speaking there. A newly constructed and equipped radio station of Église Évangélique du Cameroun in Banjoun, dubbed Revac Radio, with the support of Church Elder External Relations Minister Mbelambela, has been officially inaugurated. This was during a special church service wherein men of God said it should be judiciously used to promote the gospel in such a way that many will be drawn to God. Kevin Nembo completes that story from CRTV West.
Monsieur le Président de l'Église évangélique du Cameroun, bon après-midi et bienvenue dans les antennes de la Réva.
Merci. Reverend Pastor Alexandre Bilambenga was the special guest on the first radio program to be broadcast on the airwaves of the newly created EEC Radio in the heart of Piti Banjoun. During the ceremony to inaugurate Revac Radio, the man of God said it is an ideal instrument that must be efficiently used to better reach out to the local population, win more souls for God's kingdom through biblical teachings, songs of praise and worship. FM 98.5, the frequency of the gospel, is the first radio station to broadcast in the Konki Division. It will also serve as an ideal tool to keep the population well informed about various happenings in their municipality, the West Region and Cameroon at large. To thank the Almighty God for the realization of the project, which benefited from the support of Church Elder, External Relations Minister Belambila, a service was organized at the Banjoun Center EEC Parish. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News, Banjoun.
An exhibition fair which is aimed at inscribing the memories of the history of Cameroon's independence has been launched in the town of Edea by an association known in French as La Route des Chefferies in collaboration with the city council. Hinged on the theme Cameroon's independence, let's free the memory. The event will be a platform to present relics and diagrams of nationalists who fought for the country's independence to the public. More with Rosaline Fosa.
For such a ceremony heavy with Cameroon's history, the site to host the exhibition is a whole symbol for Cameroon. One of the buildings in the town of Edea, which represents the story of the country, has been chosen to host the traveling exhibition initiated by the association La Route des Chefferies. For the next 6 months, the population will visit souvenir images of the struggle for the independence of Cameroon. While welcoming the initiative in his area of jurisdiction, the mayor of Edea, Dr. Amangema, Daniel Len applauded the renovation work on their host building and the trust bestowed on this town, who will be the seat of Cameroon's history for the next months. The traveling exhibition reveals relics such as photos of one of the vehicles of the first president of Cameroon, Amadou Ahidjo, as well as figurines of fighters for the independence of the country and Africa. As the general coordinator of the association La Route des Chefferies, Sylvain Jacques-Zefa explains, the exhibition is a discovery that plunges the public into the heart of the known and unknown facts, as well as the significant dates that broke the chains of colonization. A cultural recognition in two tables from 1884 to 1972. Also on the exhibition menu are photographs, newspaper clippings, and other media. The traveling exhibition, which ends on December 21, 2024, comes after an exhibition at the Chang Museum of Civilizations in the West Region of Cameroon. Rosalind Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
The Central African Cross-Border Trade Fair has gone underway in Ebolova with the arrival of exhibitors. The platform for the meeting of the formal and informal actors from government institutions and the private sector is considered as a moment of great discovery. Our reporter Pauline Ambwakwe from the South Region now spotlights on some of the representatives of the South Region, as well as on the innovations the cross-border fair site in the Nkovas complex has.
The capital city of the South Region, Ebolova, offers its riches to the general public. The city to host for 2 weeks the 15th edition of the Central African Cross-Border Fair presents its potential, all specialities included. Close to trees, streams and fields, the city is full of numerous potentials, such as traditional pharmacopoeia. Regine Foinjang is a participant. For the food truck preparatives, which will take place in Ebolova, I am preparing so many products. I cure diabetes, cancer, just to name these. I will be at the trade fair to the benefit of all. It is also an engineering demonstration platform for craft specialists. The organizing committee makes the final adjustments. Daniel Latte, president of Food Truck.
We are waiting blessing for all citizens of Cameroon and also those who are coming in the world, Africa and abroad, because we have to promote Made in Africa first, and in particular, Made in Cameroon.
Fotrak is a business and cultural meeting in the CEMAC zone. Operators are just waiting for the official start. Pauline Ambwakwe, CRTV South.
And 1,000. Meanwhile, the event is bringing together actors in the transnational trade and will run till the 21st of July under the theme Facilitating Exchanges, Encouraging Dialogue and Transborder Cooperation for the Socioeconomic and Cultural Development in Central Africa in the area of the African Continental Free Trade Area. George Mwam highlights the importance of FOTRAC and similar sociocultural activities in the sub-region.
Promoters of transborder fairs and festivals in Central Africa continue to argue that culture can be a powerful vector of peace and development within the sub-region if the powers that be leverage on them. Thus, the 15th Central African Cross-Border Fair, to run for 2 weeks in Ebolova, chief town of the south region of Cameroon, will bring together over 1,000 actors of cross-border trade from Cameroon, Gabon, and Equatorial Guinea, and is expected to further deepen social ties between the peoples of these countries. To feature on the program are reflections on the prevention of conflicts in Central Africa, opportunities and challenges of the African Continental Free Trade Area, cooking competition, and the exhibition and sale of products made in Africa. Like the promoter of the project dubbed Tour of Cameroon and CEMAC Festivals, Dr. Taiba Ngaba, the brains behind such transboundary sociocultural and economic manifestations, are of the opinion that sub-regional integration has been stalled in Central Africa because the authorities have not adequately exploited culture as an aspect of subtle diplomacy. They also cite as example the Mundang International Festival, organized for the first time in April 2023 and which brought together the Mundang communities of Cameroon, Chad and those in the diaspora to brainstorm on the problems affecting their culture. The next edition of the festival is built for Chad next year.
George Mwam reporting. Close to 2,000 children and youths in Balengu, their division of the West Region of Cameroon, are taking part in the fifth edition of Vacances Informatiques, a concept aimed at training young Cameroonians on how to use information and communication technologies during the summer holiday. The fifth edition, placed under the theme Promotion of Cybersecurity, was launched at the St. Kizito Catholic School, Balengu, by one of the promoters of the project, Honorable Rev. Angeline Jacqueline Changda. Our West Regional Correspondent, Isaac Ngongkum, tells us more from Bazu.
The population of Balengu in Bazu subdivision, their division of the West region, in ecstasy this Saturday, July 6, on the occasion of the official launch of Vacances Informatiques in the area. Through diverse songs, poems, and dance steps, parents and learners expressed gratitude to the donors, Honorable Rev. Angeline Jacqueline Chanya and Honorable Jean-Claude Fete, alongside their partners, for connecting Bazu to the rest of the world through knowledge of information and communication technologies.
My name is Achue Kendo Devon. For this 5 year term, I've learned so many things in Microsoft Word and Excel. How to type, to calculate. So I want to say thank you, Honorable Chana Jacqueline.
Administrative officials and elite of the subdivision are not indifferent to the innovations. Patrick Kani Msue is the divisional officer of Bazu. Dr. Rabelaire Yankam, elite of the area.
So we think that is a very good project, and we encourage their promoters to continue.
We do appreciate the initiative of the Member of Parliament to train our children in this computer science.
For 6 weeks, participants will be edified on cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, the English language, their mother tongue, and culinary arts. The fifth edition is placed under the patronage of the Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minette Libom Liliken. Isaac Ngongkum, CRTV News, Bazu.
The mortal remains of the former Secretary of State in the Ministry of Basic Education have been laid to rest. The late Minister André Manga Ewolo was buried in his native village Okola in Lekki Division this Saturday. Present were family members, friends, and some cabinet ministers, one of them the minister in charge of missions at the Presidency of the Republic, Benoît Ndongsoumet, Ellen Ellen Nuidin attended the burial ceremony and our report.
It was a difficult moment for family members and well-wishers to say goodbye. Andre Manga Ewolo, for them, was a man of the people as he made everyone around him, they say, to smile. The son of the deceased, Josh Nkana Manga, says his dad was a great figure in his family and locality.
My dad was a great man. He served this country with a lot of dignity and a fear of God. For many years, he has helped many Cameroonians.
A friend and classmate back in the university days says the former Secretary of State to the Ministry of Basic Education was indeed a friend.
Created a primary school in my village. He said he created because of our relationship when we were in university. We were good friends. I feel bad now that he has gone. He was a nice somebody. I can't remember that I saw him angry. I did not see him angry. He was always smiling. He was a nice somebody. I hardly see people like that.
Late Andre Manga Ewolo is leaving behind a family and community of the Lekki Division to mourn him and prepared to keep his legacy alive.
17 minutes gone after 7 p.m. This is CRTV News. 17 minutes gone after 7 p.m. This is CRTV News. The UK government's new business secretary has said job guarantees will form part of the negotiations with steel giant Tata about its port tablet site. Jonathan Reynolds said there was a better deal available on the future of the plant, but said new technologies will employ fewer people. The previous Conservative government's deal agreed a £500 million rescue package to help keep the plant open and shift to greener production methods, but 2,800 UK jobs would still be lost. Mr. Reynolds said he had been speaking with Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer in order to negotiate with Tata over the Port Talbot plant's future. Reports say President Joe Biden's Friday night TV interview does not seem to have quelled an uprising within his own party to end his re-election campaign after a halting debate performance against Donald Trump. A Fifth House Democrat, Angie Craig of Minnesota, on Saturday joined colleagues in calling for the president to step aside, and reports suggest more could follow. In his rare primetime ABC News interview, Mr. Biden dismissed his debate performance as just a bad episode and said only Lord Almighty could convince him to end his bid for re-election. Mr. Biden, aged 81, spent Saturday at his family house in Delaware before two public events today. To end the news, a reminder of our major stories. Members of the Committee on Constitutional Laws in the National Assembly have welcomed the bill to extend the term of office of members of the National Assembly put at their disposal. Over 1,000 exhibitors and visitors are gathering in Ebolova to champion the cause of the evolution of the African Continental Free Trade Area during the 15th CEMAC Transborder Business Fair. The UK government's new business secretary has said job guarantees will form part of the negotiations with steel giant Tata about its Port Talbot site. CRTV News.